reporting. All right, here with Coach Minter from Georgia State football. Team struggled stopping a run against Ball State just in certain parts of the game. I'm sure you looked at the film. What are some areas of improvement that you can see from your defensive side of the ball?
We gave up 200 yards rushing the last 10 minutes of the game. So for 50 minutes, I thought we played decent, played well enough to win the game. And then a couple things happened where we misfit a couple plays and got misaligned a couple times. And before you know it, guys got frustrated and got out of their gaps, and the last 10 minutes went the way it did. So, there's a lot of good things to take from the game, but we got to be able to play for 60 minutes at a high level. And that's the type of game that we need to find a way to win defensively. Be able to pick up the other side of the ball and find a way to win that game.
So much buildup goes into the first game of the season. It comes and then it goes. How do you get the guys to move on from the loss and prepare for less than a week later, or about a week later, for their next opponent?
I mean, these guys have done it before. We haven't started the way we wanted to the last couple of years. So it's just about, taking it day by day, going to the next week, trying to prepare better, trying to get them to understand why we didn't have success for the entire 60 minutes, and pick out the reasons and see if we can improve those going into this game.
Now, going to your secondary, you guys were able to get some interceptions. That side of the ball looked like they were able to take advantage of some opportunities. How do you think that unit looks?
I thought in the secondary we played really well. Got our hands on a lot of balls. I actually missed a couple more opportunities. Really thought we could have had 4 or 5 interceptions in the game. But that's a good group for us, and I think they'll continue to play well this year.
Lastly, facing Air Force triple option attack, you go from traditional offense and having to face a completely different style. How do you guys prepare for that? Do you do anything even in the offseason during your summer train or anything like that, just to throw a little bit in there so it's not so much of a quick adjustment for this week?
Yeah, with us having multiple option teams on our schedule, we put a lot of time into the option in the offseason, both as a staff and with our players. So we've done some things in the summer. We did some things earlier in camp before we started zeroing in on Ball State. So now that we're in game week, that's helped us to get off to a faster start and kind of know our expectations, know the types of schemes that we're going to try and run. So we feel good about where we're at, relative to at least putting some work in the head ahead of time.
Just for people who are familiar just with triple option, how difficult the adjustment is, what are just one or two of the harder aspects of preparing for it? Is it guys stick to your assignments, dealing with cut blocks? What are some of the things that
I really think just the speed and efficiency that they run it at. They start 7 seniors on offense, so that's 3.5-4 years of running those same plays over and over again full speed, where you try and take the guys that aren't good enough to play for you here on the look team and get them to be able to run at that pace. So that's nearly impossible. We try and get them to give us the best look that they can, but it comes down to watching film and understanding the speed of the game and how fast it's going to be. And then it's just assignment football. It's leveraging the ball, guys doing their job. It starts with stopping the fullback. He gets going, and they're hard to stop. So it's trying to stop everything inside out and leveraging the ball and seeing if we can't get them off schedule.
And do you get guys that are going to be probably going at their legs or with different types of blocking? How do you help prepare for that? Do you just tell them mentally to just ignore that and just keep going?
You have to drill it, because not a lot of people these days use cut blocking. They use it on every level of their offense. So everybody from our nose guards to our corners and safeties have to be ready to take on cut blocks. There are certain rules where they can only cut from certain angles, but everybody at some point will have somebody throwing at their legs, and just drilling it over and over again and trying to be as well prepared as we can for it.